Today's Amud is Sukkah Mem Zayin Amin Aleph. We're holding a Mem Vav Amin Beis, 9 lines from the bottom, by the word Va'anan. So we mentioned in the end of the previous year, the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan held that an Esrog on the 7th day of Sukkot is Asr Behana. A person's not allowed to be Nene from his Esrog. He's not allowed to take a bite from his Esrog on the 7th day of Sukkot because it's Huksa for that entire day. It's only on the 8th day of Sukkot, that's when he's now allowed to start being Nene from the Esrog. So now says the Gemara, Va'anan de Islan Treyoyme, we, referring to the Bnei Bavel, the Bnei Chutz La'aretz, that we keep 2 days of Yontif. So when we keep the eighth day, we have Sveika de Yoyma. So the eighth day of Sukkot is really a suffix that maybe it's the 7th day of Sukkot. So since the 8th day is really a suffix, if it's the 7th day of Sukkot, Heichi Avdinan, how are we noyeg when it comes to the Esrog? Do we hold that it becomes Mutter Bahana on the 8th day? Or do we have to now wait until the 9th day, until we're for sure past the 7 days of Sukkot? So Amar Abaye says that Shmini suffix Shvi Aser, Chi suffix Shmini Mutter. On the 8th day of Sukkot, where it's a suffix that maybe it's really the 7th day of Sukkot, so therefore the Esrog is Aser Ba'ana. A person is not allowed to be Nene from the Esrog on the 8th day of Sukkot, even though we don't take the Dalad Minim on the 8th day of Sukkot. That's maybe only because it would cause a Zilzul and it's Muktza, but really, because Kilu would say we're showing that maybe it's still really weekday, it's still a Shana Rabba and not Shmini Atzeres, but really it's a Sveika Deyoyma, and being that really it's a Sveika Deyoyma, so the Esrog is Aser Ba'ana on the 8th day of Sukkot. However, on the 9th day of Sukkot, where it's only a suffix, on Simchas Torah and Chutz La'aretz, where it's only a suffix at most, the worst case scenario, so to speak, is that it's the 8th day of Sukkot, and Esrog is Mutter. So Mamelo, on the 9th day of Sukkot, on Simchas Torah, a person is allowed to be Nene from the Esrog. So on the Shmini, on the 8th day, on Shmini Atzeres, he's not allowed to be, because it is a suffix, maybe it's really the 7th day of Sukkot, but on the 9th day of Sukkot, so then for sure he's allowed to be Nene from the Esrog. Mereimar Amar, however, Mereimar is Chaylik, and he says that no, Afilu Shmini Suffik Shvi Mutter. Even on the Shmini Atzeres, where it's a suffix that maybe it's the 7th day of Sukkot, since Lamaisa, we don't take the Dalad Minim on Shmini Atzeres, so it's not Huktza, Mamela it's going to be Mutter, a person's allowed to be Nene from the Esrog on Shmini Atzeres. Says the Gemara, Besura Avde Kemereimar, in Surah they were Nayeg like a Mereimar, that an Esrog is Mutter on Shmini Atzeres, and Rav Shisha Breid Rav Idi Avid Ka Abaye. However, Rav Shisha Breid Rav Idi, he went like Abaye, that on Shmini Atzeres, an Esrog is Aser. V'hilchus Ka Abaye, and that's the Ma'is of the Halacha, that because it's a Sveika D'Yoyma, so on the 8th day of Sukkot, where it's a Suffix, that maybe it's really the 7th day of Sukkot, so the Esrog is Aser Ba'ana, it's only from the 9th day and onwards, that's when one is allowed to be Nene from the Esrog. Says the Gemara Vayter, I'm Rav Yehuda Breid Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, Mishmei de Rav. So he said in the name of Rav, that Shmini Suffix Shvi, on Shmini Atzeres, in Chutz La'aretz, where it's a Suffix, maybe it's really still Sukkot, maybe it's really the 7th day of Sukkot. So it's, the halacha, the way we treat that day, is that it's Shvi'i L'Sukkah, with regards to the mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah, we treat it like it's the 7th day of Sukkot. Memela per person's going to be chayiv to eat in the sukkah. We'll see more really about that in the Gemara and the Hemshach. But with regards to the mitzvah of sukkah, we treat it like it's the 7th day, like it's Sukkot. Ushmini lebracha. However, when it comes to bracha, we treat it like it's the 8th day, like it's Shmini Atzeres. When it comes to bracha, Rashi says means that when it comes to Shemini Esrei and Berchas Hamazon, when we say Yala V'Avoy, and by Kiddush, so we don't call it Chag HaSukkah Yisazeh, we say it's Yom Shmini Chag Atzeres Azeh. It has its own shame, and it's its own yontif, we consider it Shmini Atzeres. So on Shmini Atzeres, we treat it like it's the 7th day with regards to the mitzvah of Sukkah, but we do give it the 8th day's title when it comes to mentioning it in Shemoneh Esrei, in Berachas HaMazon, and in Kiddush. That's Rav. Rav Yechanan Amar. However, Rav Yechanan says that no, Shmini Lezeh Lezeh, just like we treat it like the eighth day with regards to Bracha, so too we treat it like it's the eighth day with regards to the mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah. Now the Gemara explains that Mesav, when it comes to sitting in the Sukkah, when a person eats something or sleeping in the Sukkah, so that Kuliyama Lei Pligi Diyasvinan, that everybody agrees that you eat in the Sukkah. Everybody, even Rav Yechanan, who says that we treat it like it's the eighth day, also with regards to the mitzvah of Sukkah, even Rabbi Yechanan agrees that you still have to eat in the Sukkah. Ki pligi levruche. The Machlekes says, do you make a bracha, do you make a leishev v'sukkah when you eat in the Sukkah? Lemanda mershvi'i l'sukkah. According to Rav, who says that we treat it like it's the seventh day with regards to the mitzvah of Sukkah, so bruche nami mevarchinan. You treat it like it's the seventh day means that you even make a bracha, even though it's only a sveika d'yayma, but it's a takanas chachamim that you keep it as a second day of yontif as a sveika d'yayma. And just like when it comes to the seder, the second seder, we make all the brachas. So to hear, being that it's a sveika d'yayma, maybe it's still sukkahs, so it's a takanas chachamim that you have to eat in the sukkah and you have to even make a bracha. However, leman da'amer shmini lezeu lezeh, according to the man da'amer, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that we treat the Shmini Atzeres like it's the Shmini Atzeres with regards to the mitzvah of Sukkah, we treat it like Sukkah is over, so that just means that bruchei lo mevarchinan, that just means that we don't make a bracha, we treat it like it's a safek and there's no takanas chachamim to make a bracha, perhaps because that would cause a zilzul, people would view it like it's still chalamay, like it's still Hashana Rabbah, and not that it's the eighth, not that it's a day of yontif, so it could cause a zilzul, but if still a person has to eat in the Sukkah because of the sveik of the yayma, but there is no bracha, that's the machlekes. That Rav holds that you even make a bracha, Rabbi Yechanan holds that you don't make a bracha. Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef commented, and he said, that you should grab onto the sheet of Rav Yochanan that you do not make a bracha. Why is that? The Rav Huna Bar Bizna, v'chol gedoli adar, Rav Huna Bar Bizna, and all the gedoli adar of his times, ikalu besukkah, bashmini, they one time went to a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, Safik Shvi, which is a Safik, it was in Chutz Laretz, so it was a Shmini Safik Shvi, so it's a Safik if it's a Shana Rabbah, if it's the seventh day of Sukkot, and Mesav Havu Yasveh Bruchi Loi Brichi. And while they did sit in the Sukkah, they did not make a bracha. They went like Rabbi Yochanan. So therefore, says Rabbi Yosef, the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan, because you see that Rav Huna Bar Bizna and all the Gedolei Adar, when they went to this Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, they did not make a bracha. They sat in the Sukkah and they did not make a bracha. They went like Rabbi Yochanan. So therefore, that's the halacha. Well, ask the Gemara, how could you prove from the fact that they didn't make a bracha that it's because they hold like Rabbi Yochanan? The Dilma Sfir Lehu Kemanda Amar Kevin Shebeirach Yom Tov Rishon Shavena Mevarich. Maybe the reason why they didn't make a bracha is not because they held like Rabbi Yochanan. The reason why they didn't make a bracha is because they held that you only make a bracha on the first day of Sukkot. You make a bracha on the first day of Sukkot, and then that bracha carries you through for the entirety of Sukkot. Maybe that's why they didn't make a bracha. So says the Gemara, no, because Gemiri Dimei Afer Asu. We have a Mesira that they came from an Afer. Rashi explains that they came from shepherding animals, and they hadn't yet sat in the Sukkah that entire Sukkot. That year, that entire Sukkot, the entire 7 days of Sukkot, they didn't get a chance to sit in the Sukkah. So they hadn't made a bracha yet. So it can't be that the reason why they didn't make a bracha now on Shmini Atzeres is because they made a bracha already on the first day, and they held that carries them through for the entirety of Sukkot, because they hadn't sat in the Sukkah yet. This was their first time sitting in the Sukkah. So why didn't they make a bracha? It must be because they held like Rabbi Yochanan that you do not make a bracha on the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. So this Gemara really is a Pella. Comes out the Rav Huna Bar Bizna and all the Gedolei Adar in those times, they went an entire Sukkot without sitting in the Sukkah because they were shepherding animals. How could it be such a thing that they couldn't figure out something to do with their animals and sit in the Sukkah? They spent the entire Sukkot shepherding their animals in the fields without the Sukkah. How could it be such a thing? So based on the tshuvos of the Dvar Eliyahu and Siman Samach Dalad, Tzadi Dalad, he brings a letter from Rav Chaim Berlin. And Rav Chaim Berlin really asks this kasha. He says, it can't be that Rav Huna Bar Bizna and the Gedoli Adar of his time, that they didn't sit in the sukkah, the entirety of sukkahs, that they couldn't figure something out to do with their animals, and that they were mevatel the mitzvah of sukkah for the entirety of sukkahs. It can't be. So he suggests, Rav Chaim Berlin suggests, that maybe our Gemara has a little bit of a faulty girsa. Maybe we're just missing a tiny little yud. And the Gemara doesn't mean to say dimei afer asu. Says Rav Chaim Berlin, what the Gemara means to say is dimei ifra asu. There's a yud that's missing that's supposed to be after the letter aleph of dimei afer. And really it's supposed to say that they came from Ifra, who I believe we'll see in Mesechus Tainus on Chav Dalet, that that's the mother of Shibor Malka. So Rav Chaim Berlin suggests that there was some sort of gzeira against Klal Yisrael at the time, and so Rav Huna Bar Bizna and the Gedali Adar, they went to stop it. And so they were busy with Sakanas Nefashis, they went to stop this gzeira, and that's why they weren't able to sit in the sukkah. Not because they were busy with their animals, the Me'afer Asu, rather the Me'ifra Asu. Al-Kapanim, that's all the first version of the Gemara. That really everybody, both Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, everybody holds that there's a chiv to sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. The Machlaikas is simply, do you make a bracha or not? Rav holds that you make a bracha, Rabbi Yochanan says that you do not make a bracha. Ika da Amri, says the Gemara, some have a different version of this Shaklevataria, that Bruche Kuliyama Loi Pligi de Loi Mevarchinan. Everybody agrees, even Rav holds, even Rav who says that Shmini Atzeres is viewed as being the seventh day of Sukkot with regards to Sukkah, even Rav agrees that you do not make a bracha when you sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. There's no Takanas Chachabim to make a bracha, there is no bracha when a person sits in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Ki pligi lemesav. The Machlaikas is whether or not you're supposed to sit in the Sukkah. Lemanda amar shiva lesukkah. According to Rav, who says that we view Shmini Atzeres as being the seventh day of Sukkot with regards to the mitzvah of Sukkah, so Meis of Yasvinan. That just means that you're supposed to sit in the Sukkah. You still don't make a bracha, but that means that you sit in the Sukkah. Ulamanda Amar Shmini Lezeh Ulezeh, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that no, we view it like it's the eighth day, so Meis of Nami Lo Yasvinan, you don't even sit in the Sukkah. According to Rabbi Yochanan, a person is not supposed to sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. What happened to Savik Daraisa L'chumra? How could Rabbi Yochanan say that you're not supposed to sit in the sukkah? It's Sveika D'yayma. So the Ritva suggests that Enachanami, even Rabbi Yochanan agrees, that when there was really a Sveika D'yayma, at the time when they were being Mekadosh D'Levana Al Pi Ariya, and there was a real Sveika D'yayma, which day is Yontif, so then of course you have to eat in the sukkah Shmini Atzeres. But in the times of Rabbi Yochanan, says the Ritva, in the times of Rabbi Yochanan, they weren't being Mekadosh D'Levana Al Pi Ariya. We had calendars, so we don't really have a Sveika D'yayma. We know that Shmini Atzeres is really not Sukkot. Just we have a minag aveseinu biadenu to keep a Sveika D'yayma, to keilu pretend, so to speak, as if we didn't have a calendar and we didn't know and we were mesupik. But really, it is there's no suffix nowadays, and that's why Rabbi Yochanan says that you do not sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, because sitting in the sukkah could cause a negative effect, it could cause a zilzul, so that's why the Ritva says, the Rabbi Yochanan holds that you do not even sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. L'maisa says the Gemara, Amr Rav Yosef, Nekait Rabbi Yochanan Biadcha, take Rabbi Yochanan Shita, take that lehalacha, that you do not sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, Demar Deshmaitza Mani, because who is Demar Deshmaitza, who says that you're supposed to sit in the sukkah? Who's the one who quoted Rav as saying that you're supposed to sit in the sukkah? It was Rav Yehuda Breder of Shmuel Bar Shilas. He's the one who we started the sugya with. He's the one who quoted Rav as saying that you're supposed to sit in the sukkah. The Ubishmini Safik Shvi Lebar Me Sukkah Yosef. And we know about Rav Yehuda Breder of Shmuel Bar Shilas that he himself did not sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. And therefore, you should assume that the halacha is like Rav Yochanan, that you do not sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. So that's the second version of the Machlekes. Ulamaisa says the Gemara, Vehelchasa, Mesev Yasvinon, Bruche Eloi Mevarchinon. Ulamaisa, the halacha is that you do sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, you just don't make a bracha. So that's like Rav in this Lishna Basra, in the second version, that's like the Shita of Rav, that you sit in the sukkah and you do not make a bracha. And it's like Rabbi Yochanan in the Lishna Kamo, in the first version, that Rabbi Yochanan also held like this, that you're supposed to sit in the sukkah but you just don't make a bracha. So it seems pretty clear cut from a first Gemara that the halacha is on Shmini Atzeres and Chutz Laaretz. So being that it's a Sveika D'Yayma, a person is supposed to sit in the sukkah. He doesn't make a bracha, but he sits in the sukkah. However, many Hasidim Lamaisa are naig not to eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, where some they make kiddush in the sukkah, but then Lamaisa they leave and they eat inside their houses. And there were many Gedolei Achreinim who were very upset at this minug. They said it's against the Mefersha Gemara. The Gemara over here says V'hilchasa Meisav Yasvina Bruchi L'mevarchinan. It's a Mefersha Gemara that you're supposed to sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. So various answers are given to defend the minug. Rav Tzedek HaKain Melublin even wrote an entire sefer on the subject, a sefer Meishiv Tzedek. But Lamaisa will go weiter onto a new subject. Says the Gemara, Amrab Yechanan Aimrim Zman B'Shmini Shel Chag. So now we're moving on to the halacha of Shechianu. So says Rabbi Yochanan that Aimrim Zman B'Shmini Shel Chag, that on Shmini Atzeres you make a new Shechianu. However, when it comes to the second days of Yontif of Pesach, so second days of Yontif of Sukkot, which is Shmini Atzeres, you make a Shechianu. When it comes to the second days of Yontif by Pesach, the seventh day of Pesach, so then you do not make a Shechianu. He's coming to explain now why is it that we have this halacha on Shmini Atzeres that you're supposed to make a Shechianu. Isn't it just a continuation of the Yontif? Why would you make a new Shechianu? So he explained that Teda, I'll prove it to you that it's not the same Yontif. Shmini Atzeres is not the same Yontif. It's not just a continuation, and therefore it requires a Shechianu. It's its own Yontif. Shaharei Chaluk B'Shleishin Dvarim. It's separated, it's different than the previous days in three different ways. B'sukkah, one difference is with regards to the mitzvah of sukkah. During the first 7 days of Sukkot, a person, he's chayv to live in the sukkah. On Shmini Atzeres, in Eretz Yisrael at least, so when we know it's Shmini Atzeres, when it's the real 8th day, so a person does not live in the sukkah. V'lulav, it's also different with regards to lulav. And on the first 7 days of Sukkot, we take the Dalet Minim, and on Shmini Atzeres, we do not take the Dalet Minim. V'nisuch HaMayim. And the third difference is Nisuch HaMayim during Sukkot, so there's a special water libation that's poured onto the Mizbeach during when we bring the Karbanos of Sukkot, and on Shmini Atzeres, we don't have Nisuch HaMayim. Rav Yehuda damar b'loy gaya menaseich kol shmaina, and even according to Rav Yehuda, who holds that we do perform Nisuch HaMayim all 8 days, meaning even Shmini Atzeres, we do perform Nisuch HaMayim, harei chalak b'shnei dvarim, it's still different than the rest. Shmini Atzeres is still different than the rest of the days of Sukkot in 2 ways, with regards to sukkah and with regards to lulav, and therefore it's its own yontif, and we make a shechianu. Ask the Gemara, Yihachi, if so, that because we could show how it's different than the previous days, therefore it gets its own Shechianu, so then Shvi Shal Pesach Nami, so then also on the 7th day of Pesach, we should also make a Shechianu. Shaharei Choluk Ba'achilas Matzah. It's different than the first day of Sukkot, than the first day of Yontif, with regards to the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. The Amar Mar said that Laila Rishayna Chayva, on the first night of Pesach, there's a Chiv to eat matzah, be'erev toichlu matzah, he says, a chiyuv to have matzah, mikan ve'elech rishos. From then and on, after the first night, there's no more chiyuv to have matzah. It's only a rishos. So you see, the 7th day of Pesach is different than the first day. So it should get a shechianu. Says the Gemara, Chiyashta, you can't compare the two. Hasam, over there, when it comes to Pesach, Milayla Chaluk, Miyayim Enei Chaluk. It's only different than the first night of Pesach. The 7th day of Pesach is only different than the first night of Pesach, because on the first night, there's the Chiyiv to eat Matzah. But Miyayim Enei Chaluk, it's not any different than the first day of Pesach. The first day of Pesach, there's no more Chiyiv to eat Matzah. It's only a Rishos. So the 7th day of Pesach is just like the first day. But hacha over here, when it comes to Shmini Atzeres, afilu miyoyim nami chaluk. Shmini Atzeres is completely different than even the first day of Sukkot. It's different with all these same differences in Sukkot, Lulav, and possibly Nisuch HaMayim. It's different even than the first day of Sukkot. Therefore, it's considered its own Yontif, and it gets a new Shechianu. Ravina Amar, Ravina says a difference between Pesach and Sukkot is that Zeh Choluk Mishalafanov. When it comes to Shmini Atzeres, Shmini Atzeres is even different than the day right before it. It's different than all 7 days of Sukkot. The Zeh, however, the seventh day of Pesach, Choluk Mishalafnei Fanov. In Chanami, it's different than the first night of Pesach, but it's not different than any of the subsequent days of Pesach. After the first night, second day, third day, fourth day, fifth day, sixth day, Matzah is just a Rishos. It's no longer a Chayva. So the Shvi Shal Pesach is just like the previous days of Pesach. It's just not like the first day. So it's not, that doesn't make it into a different Yontif, and it doesn't get a Shechiyanu. So now, the Gemara gave one reason so far as to why Shmini Atzeres, or how, where we see it, that Shmini Atzeres is considered a separate Yontif than the rest of the days of Sukkot. So that we said from Rabbi Levi Bar Chama, Vitamer Rav Chama Bar Chanina, we said that, because, that we see that Shmini Atzeres is different than the rest of the days of Sukkot in three or possibly two different ways. Now the Gemara is going to give other hichachos that of where you see it that Shmini Atzeres is different than the rest of the days of Sukkot. So Amar Rav Papa, or Papa says a different makar that Hacha Ksiv Par Hasam Ksiv Parim. Over here by Shmini Atzeres there was a carbon where they brought just a par, one cow. Hasam over there when it comes to the other days of Sukkot, so there were parim, there were large amounts of cows. On the first day of Sukkot, we bring 13 pares, and then each day of Sukkot, we go down one. The second day, 12, third day, 11, go down and down. And on the eighth day of Sukkot, we don't just decrease by one, rather we just bring one par. So you see that Shmini Atzeres is not a hemshich of Sukkot, you see its own yontif. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchok Amar, a third haychacha, that Shmini Atzeres is different than the rest of the days of Sukkot, he says in Amar, he said, that hacha ksiv bayoim hacha hasam ksiv uvayoim. Over here by Shmini Atzeres it says bayoim. There's no vav hachibur that attaches it to the other days of Sukkot. Whereas by the other days of Sukkot it says uvayoim, uvayoim, uvayoim. It keeps saying uvayoim. You see, it's a hemshech. It's one long yontif. Shmini Atzeres, it doesn't say uvayoim to connect it to the other days. You see, it's considered its own yontif. Rav Ashi Amar, a fourth eichacha, because hacha, when it comes to Shmini Atzeres, Ksiv Kamishpat. It says Kamishpat, B'lashon Yachid, it's its own yontif. Hasam Ksiv Kimishpatam. It says in the Pasuk, U'minchasam v'niskeyam laparim le'elim v'akvasam b'misparim Kimishpatam. There's one word linking all the days of Sukkot together, Kimishpatam, in one unit. You see, the days of Sukkot is considered one unit, and Kamishpat, Shmini Atzeres, is its own yontif. So that's the fourth haychacha, that Shmini Atzeres is its own yontif. And that's why Shmini Atzeres gets a new Shechiyanu.